I was on a train when I saw you come in. There went a lot of seats left, so to make room, I put my back into my chair. It was one of those standard trains, you know, the ones with the two seats side by side. Anyway, we were sitting next to each other quietly. I had my headphones in and you had your own music. Normal antisocial behavior. But as a couple of minutes went by, I felt you touch Lex with mine. It was just running at first, but it sent a shiver right down my spine. And straight to my gun. I can't describe or tell you why, but it felt so good. So fucking good. Fuck. I wanted more. I wanted more of you. I needed more. So I didn't move my leg. You noticed that, didn't you? I could tell from the way you moved your leg a little bit more. After a while, he moved away. Maybe you were teasing, or maybe you were trying to play hard to get. I mean, you thought it was an innocent leg touch. And you didn't want to assume anything. I get that. That's why I moved my leg closer to yours. I got the message and moved your leg closer to mine. And fuck, that spark and electricity, skin touching skin, and warmth touching warmth. Our body's just becoming one. As the trip went further on, you didn't make it boring. As your leg pressed up against mine, it got slightly rougher, and I pushed back eagerly. We were like cat and mouse, getting closer and closer until our eyes locked, and you looked at me. And I in turn looked back. Oh, fuck. That look. You looked at me like you knew what I wanted. You knew I wanted you. I wanted you to grab me and lift me. push me down onto the table and fuck me hard so everyone could see I wanted you to put your hands on my legs, push my thighs apart, finger fuck me right there, and then as hard as you could. I needed it. I want it. Please. 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 Please fuck me. Please. I know you're a strange and I don't know me, but I need that. Fuck. Please. Please. Please fuck me. But then as I was about to say something, you pulled your leg away. You smiled at me innocently and said, "Sorry about that." And you got up and you left. And I was left.